And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, well, you know the deal. You know, we're going to switch gears here. So sometimes when I am resourcing the show, I find myself going, phew, the wokeness. Look at that. The wokeness. Oh, my gosh, I just got a plate full of wokeness. And then I find myself realizing that what I've actually got is a vast cornucopia, a veritable plethora, if you will, a buffet, a charcuterie filled with wokeness, which means it's time for another round of Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
All right, let's jump right in. And I will tell you this, I've got an audio clip coming up in a moment that you're going to want to hear. So stay tuned for that one. Apparently, the Libertarian Party has left the reservation. They have just literally walked off the stage and left everybody slack jaw amazed at the way they decided to go about trying to elect someone for president of the United States. I'll talk about that momentarily. In the meantime, if you heard my monologue, and by the way, if you ever miss the monologue, you can always pick it up again. You can be one of the 250,000 downloads of the podcast. So the Right Side Radio Show gets uploaded into podcast form every day by the big rig, who cleans it all up, takes the commercials out, puts it up in whole and in segments. So if you want to hear just the monologue or the whole thing, it's out there for you as early as tonight. But my monologue today, I called it Go Unwoke, Go Unbroke, because what we're seeing right now is there's been a turning back. Some companies are like, oh, crap, we virtue signaled so much we just began to lose market share. Or we got out there so far on ESG or DEI or any of the other woke liberal acronyms that we just kind of boondoggled ourselves. And now the shareholders are mad. And we've lost, you know, to our competitors. And we're no longer the number one, two, or ninth in the pecking order. We're somewhere down the line. Why? Because they lost their first love. They got away from what they do. How about Target? Ooh. Story here from National Review, Dateline 2 weeks ago. Target, oh, by the way, let me jump back. Let me just do this. Before I go into Target, because you may know where this is going. The month of June is upon us. We are mere days away from the month that, when I was a kid, meant the start of summer. It was always going to be, I mean, and I know they don't have it now, but Big Rig, you probably don't remember this either, but we used to have an entire 3 months of summer. Like, when you got out of school, it was summertime, man.
I remember.
You had 90 days. You go back after Labor Day. Friggin', don't go back before Labor Day. That's silly. 2-a-days and football practice may start in August, but man, nothing else did. Now June means something totally different to some people. Apparently, we're told that June is now Pride Month. That's the other time of the year when you get to hear nonstop about everything LGBTQ2IA+ acronym people. By the way, I think I need to do a section about how much the acronym has expanded at some point soon. But yeah. June, so-called Pride Month, because they're proud in June to be LGBTQ2IA+ stuff. Well, last year, Target got themselves a bit of a handful going. Target, this year, though, it says, according to National Review, cutting way back on its LGBTQ Pride Month collections. Well, somebody heard something. Last year, their stock tanked. They lost market share like nobody's business. They were going backwards like a race car in reverse. The retailer now will only be selling its LGBT merchandise in select stores. What's that tell you? Liberal environments. So I'm assuming that means we don't have to see much of it in Alabama. If we do, it'll be in Birmingham. Just saying. Yeah, the LGBTQ pride displays last year were like to the point of being nauseating, to include their transgender-oriented bathing suits, to include for children, designed by a Satanist who also sold merchandise that embraced Satanism and called for violence against what he called transphobes. Yeah, that was Target. Like, virtue signaling to the point that they just did not even care. Whoop, whoop, let's get out there and do some virtue signal. Wow, let's say all we want to say. What, you mean somebody cared? Well, yeah, they did. Target this year will be holding some internal LGBT pride events and joining pride events in Minneapolis, where its corporate headquarters is located, which is also super liberal and the home of Ilhan Omar, but okay. The company will be donating to some LGBT activist organizations, so okay. But we're not apparently going to have to see tuck-friendly swimsuits for children. Let that sink in. Tuck-friendly swimsuits for children, since they lost billions in market value last year when conservatives said they'd had enough. So there's that. Adventures in Woke World? Hey, keep doing what you're doing, conservatives, because apparently they're starting to hear it. They're starting to recognize that maybe, just maybe, getting way out in front with the virtue signal might not be the signal you want to send. All right. Libertarians. What is a libertarian? Well, a libertarian, and generally speaking, I know I have some libertarian streaks in me. I tend to be a Republican. I'm a conservative first, a Republican second. I know I have some libertarian tendencies. Libertarian, what does that mean? Most libertarians are going to want to see small government. Some libertarians have gotten to the point that they want to see no government, which is called anarchy, and I don't agree with that. I'm a firm believer that there is a place and a role for government. Even Jesus said so when he said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I know for a fact that government is necessary to the good order of any society. The government can also run away with itself, and libertarians tend to believe that there should be less and less and less government. Libertarians also, by the way, get antsy about, I don't know, enforcing crime because, you know, the behavior of the individual is for the individual. Careful. Careful with that. But the Libertarian Party is actually real. And this past weekend, Trump went and spoke to the Libertarian Party. The National Libertarian Party held its convention. Trump spoke. And Trump was not nominated. In fact, I've just forgotten the name of the guy who was nominated. Do you have it on that clip over there, Big Rig? Is that what the guy's name was? I just totally lost my spot on what the guy's name was who has been nominated. What do you got?
Doesn't say in the description.
It's, oh, crud. All right. Well, I'm going to find that here in a moment. Just so you know, the Libertarian Party has gotten so out there. Google it for me, bud. I know it was on that clip, but anyway, go ahead on the link to it on the Twitter post. That being said, the Libertarian Party has gotten so far afield. They didn't choose Robert F. Kennedy. They certainly didn't choose Biden because he's all big government. They didn't choose Trump, even though he's going to win the election. They went out there and chose somebody totally different. Somebody who is absolutely adamantly of the belief that drag queen story hour for children is a very good thing. And I find myself questioning their sanity. I'm going to be Googling it right now while you are too, man, because we're going to find this thing. Because before we go to this clip, I want to tell the name of the person who's doing it. Libertarian.
Is it Chase Oliver?
That's him.
Okay.
Chase Oliver. You ever heard of him? I haven't. But he is now the Libertarian endorsed candidate for President of the United States. You got that audio clip of the interview he did? So he did an interview where he really just kind of just walked all in it, man. No holds barred. About as woke as you can get and still claim to be a libertarian. Play that clip.
Why do you think that the drag queens want to read to children?
Because I think that they are performance artists and they want to be able to have different levels of performance art.
Stop.
It's the same reason.
Stop.
As why...
Stop. Oh my gosh. Why do they want to read to children? Because they're performance artists.
That just blew my mind within the first like 10 seconds. Of
I mean,
clip.
He's already out, right? Yeah. All right, play it.
Do the Wiggles sing to children because they want to have a marketplace to kids?
Wait, Chase, stop. Stop again. Did he just say that the Wiggles are the same as a drag queen story hour?
I think he compared it, yeah.
God almighty. All right, we'll play it again.
The Wiggles is made for children. It's obviously family friendly material. Drag queens are not what you call family-friendly kind of entertainment.
Okay, but a man in a dress is what drag is, right? Let's just be real. A man in a dress or a woman in a suit is what drag is. Mm-hmm. That is not inherently sexual. There is inherently sexual drag. And you're not going to convince me. I mean, I'm not going to defend otherwise. There absolutely is. But there's also the ability to perform as a man in a wig without being sexual. And that is what this is. And I guarantee you, if you act like I said, I went for myself because I was like, why are there people protesting this thing? I want to see what this drag queen story time is myself. And I want to see what it is. And nothing sexual was going on. And I think that is the truth for 99% of this. And I
think would you take your kids to a drag queen story
hour? Wait for it.
Or would you drop them off at a drag queen story hour? And
I don't think that's what happens. Most of the time, the parents are right there with the kids. But
I'm asking you, would you drop your kids off at a drag queen story hour and come back an hour later?
I mean, would you drop your kids off in a movie? Yeah.
Stop. This is all
that,
right.
That was the end of the clip.
I'm good because I can't stand anymore. So the lovely Charlene just sent me a CNN article. Chase Oliver wins the Libertarian Party presidential nomination. Thank you, my love. Yeah, so Chase Oliver, 38 years old, ran for Congress multiple times in Georgia. He was very excited to be able to note that he got 2% of the vote when he ran for Senate in Georgia. So he got 2% of the vote. Listen, I'm pretty sure my neighbor's house cat could get 2% of the vote, just saying. Let's don't be too proud of that, all right? Did I just earn the laughter? Awesome. But the reality is, asked how he plans to compete with President Joe Biden, presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump, and independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy to expand his share of the vote, Oliver said he plans to speak to as many people as possible. Well, you just did, Chase. You just got out there and said you would leave your kids alone at a drag queen story hour event because all they are is performance artists, nothing more than like the Wiggles. It's like dropping your kids off to a movie. For the love, would you please, somebody, go and tell him that his brand is now tainted and he's got no hope whatsoever of ever getting elected. Okay, listen, that's round one of Adventures in Woke World. We'll take a break right now. I'll come right back and I'll tell you, Pete Buttigieg is at it again. Yeah, he's out there defending their work. Oh, let me tell you what he's proud of when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making common sense, like a superpower up in here. So we're in the middle of Adventures in Woke World. And, you know, I look around and I find some of the things that are happening in our society. And I think someone needs to get a handle on this pretty soon, because I'm pretty sure generations from now, they're going to be looking back on this going, what were they thinking? I mean, you can see that. Like like right now, I look back on the 70s and I wonder who in the world invented the leisure suit and why was that okay? And yes, I had one. But just saying. Platform shoes and leisure suits and stepping out with your silk shirt and the big collars.
Is that like bell bottoms?
Dude, it's more than that. It was a double knit suit that like was usually like loud colors and had big stitching and wide lapels and bell bottom pants. And,
wow,
you know, you get the big white belt on the aqua green pants and the platform shoes. And yeah.
Color was yours?
I don't want to talk about it. Anyway. Bottom line is this. I can look back on some things and see things in the past and go, that was nuts. What were they thinking? I have no idea how someone's going to look back on this generation, and I do not want to have my name associated with some of the wokeness that is going on right now. Ever, ever, ever. But listen, here's one. So transgender sports. Ah, geez. Yeah, here we go. So this happened over the weekend. The Daily Fetch is where I got this one from. The story came out yesterday. A group of female runners stood in silence with their hands behind their backs in protest after a transgender teen athlete won the 400-meter dash at the Washington State Championship on Saturday. Pray tell, Phil, was it a girl posing as a boy or was it a boy posing as a girl? Well, what do you think? As usual, what we have here is a male athlete who now calls himself Veronica Garcia, who won the Washington State girls 400-meter race by over a full second, which, by the way, over a full second, like a 1.75 seconds, almost 2 seconds, that's a lifetime of space on the track. Former swimmer and women's rights advocate Riley Gaines posted a video of the second place finisher receiving thunderous applause while almost nothing could be heard in terms of applause for the trans athlete who had won the race. She commented, "Stop saying girls are okay with this. They're clearly not, but the risks and the threats they face for even daring to oppose it are real, and my heart breaks for them." So Garcia, that's the trans athlete, the Garcia's team captured the state championship by 8 points. Well, now, won the state championship by 8 points. The trans winner gave them 10 of their points in the process. Oh, so what you're saying is trans kid is the reason why they won the state. Go figure. They won by 8 points. Trans kid, he provided 10 of those points, which means that was the difference maker. It was reported that Garcia, who was born male, had been running in the if he had been running in the equivalent boys race, would not have even managed 16th place. Okay. With the slowest boy finishing at 53.12, more than 2.5 seconds clear of his time. Awesome. But when they went up there on the podium to receive their awards, the crowd went crazy for the girl who was in second place. And the crowd sat there in stunned silence while the medal was given to the trans kid, who stood there quietly with all the other girls standing with their hands behind their backs, refusing to clap because they knew what had happened. They weren't going to have the state title because someone let a boy run in a girl's race. Y'all, that's madness. And right now, by the way, they're doing it more often in places where they can get away with it because, you know, no one gets killed in track, generally speaking. But how long does this go on? And we've already seen, by the way, we've seen guys playing in girls' volleyball and guys playing in girls' basketball and causing serious injuries, like sending girls to the hospital, serious injuries. And that kind of crap shouldn't happen. And I realize that girls can get injured just playing other girls. Contact is contact, period. But when they are this deep into it and the girls are being injured by the trans kid, well, you can go ahead and blame it right there because had that trans kid not been there, there would not have been that injury. All I'm saying is this. This madness has got to stop, and future generations are going to look at us and go, what were they thinking? How much time have I got, Big Rig? Do I have time for another one before I go to the break? I think I do. What do you think? About a couple minutes here? How about this one?
1 minute.
Oh, daggum. I'm not going to have time. Well, you may want to know this. The mollycoddling of America, and I'll finish the story after the break, but the mollycoddling of America is such that some of the movies that we've been watching for, you know, 40 years now require trigger warnings. Pray tell, Phil, what's a trigger warning? Well, that's when little weak sisters who are scared of their shadow need someone to tell them, you might want to turn away because this could get scary. Okay. Like, is there a bad word in there that might make me feel bad about myself? It might. I'm about to tell you about one here in a moment that you're going to go, what? Yeah. Where it actually had a brand attached to it that says, this film includes language and or cultural stereotypes that are inconsistent with today's standards of inclusion and tolerance and may offend some viewers. Oh, boy. Is it a movie that could offend? Yeah. How about this? Don't watch it. I'll tell you about it more in a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Adventures in Woke World. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, before I go any further, as we get into the go-home hour, I just want to remind you guys, if you listen to the ads during the break, all of our sponsors, just know this, that's how we sustain our operation. So Right Side Radio is a standalone entity. We are a business unto ourselves. Actually, Right Side Media is the name of the company. We do more than just radio. We got radio podcasts on our website. We got the written word that comes out every week and published in a bunch of different news outlets. But yeah, Right Side, you can find us at rightsideradio.org. But let me just tell you, if you hear those ads playing, you may want to consider, okay, if you're a Right Side ruffian and you own a business that sells some kinds of goods or services, we have tens of thousands of Right Side ruffians who might rather buy from another ruffian. So if you want a captive audience to hear about your company, then listen, you might want to advertise on Right Side. We'd love to have you. And the way you do that is not by calling the station, it's by contacting us directly. You go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising and contact tab, send us a message, and Lauren from Right Side will be in touch ASAP. She will be glad to help you navigate the process of becoming a Right Side sponsor. Love to have you on the team. Go to rightsideradio.org, send us a message. Let's talk about advertising. I'm in Adventures in Woke World. And man, listen, some of the wokeness that I find out there is a part of what I would call the mollycoddling of America. Like the notion that somehow or another we have just become like epic crybabies. Like, did you scuff your knee? Sit down. We'll take care of you. That's the there's this constant need to, you know, did you need a cry room? We can arrange a cry room for you to have an opportunity to relieve yourself of the tensions you feel with life in general. Oh, did that word trigger you? All right, well, everybody needs to ban that word from now on because so-and-so is now triggered. And oh, by the way, don't bring peanuts to school because somebody's allergic somewhere in one of the grades, and so no one's allowed to have peanuts. I mean, it's the mollycoddling of America right now that we're seeing. Well, not the least of which is trigger warnings on movies. Now, Goodfellas is a classic movie. I talked about De Niro a while ago. I'm no longer a De Niro fan, just... Let's leave that hanging right there. But he was in the movie. It's considered a classic. Had a great cast, an all-star cast. You know, Joe Pesci, Ray Liotta, Robert De Niro. It was a mob movie, right? It was. Everybody knows when you watch a mob movie, you might get, triggered because somebody's going to cuss, somebody's going to kill somebody, and somebody's going to cheat somebody. It's a mob movie. Did I mention it was a mob movie? All right, so AMC ran it, and they had to put a trigger warning on it now. I'll read it to you again in case you didn't hear it before the top of the hour. This film, it says, includes language and or cultural stereotypes. Cultural stereotypes? Wait a minute. Hang on a second. I just realized what I'm talking about. Hey, I'll read the whole thing. This film includes language and or cultural stereotypes that are inconsistent with today's standards of inclusion and tolerance and may offend some viewers. So let me get this straight. Today's standards don't allow for murder and, you know, organized crime and the mafia, but apparently at some point in time that was fully sanctioned by society. It's not today's standards. So just let's leave that aside as being, you know, dramatically and historically inaccurate. But then there's this, cultural stereotypes. Basically what they just said was, all mafia are Italian Americans and all Italian Americans are mafia. That's what they just said. But the other piece of this, though, is not only is that a completely and blatantly inaccurate trigger warning, it's also completely unnecessary. Story here on Daily Caller, one of the actors, Frank Severo, I'm not sure which character he was, but Frank Severo says this trigger warning is so unnecessary. Nothing stereotypical about mob characters. He also says that, you know, the language and or cultural stereotypes is pretty insulting. And I agree. Italian Americans right now ought to be like completely beside themselves with AMC. Somebody needs to call AMC and say, straighten yourselves out because an entire demographic of America may be leaving. But that's also part of the mollycoddling of America. Why do you think AMC felt it was necessary? Because they bought into the idea that people can't handle it anymore. That somehow or another, we need to be rescued from ourselves because life's hard. I got news. Life's hard. Rub some dirt on it. You know, just go ahead and wear a helmet. It's just tough. And if you don't want to watch the movie, don't watch it, woke America. But the rest of us don't need to see your sappy little cultural stereotypes and language inconsistent with today's versions of inclusion and tolerance. Whatever. There's that. Woke world. Woke world. Woke. Have you got some kind of mocking over there? Can I have something over there that, do you have anything that like, is there a womp, womp, womp or something? You got a sound effect for that one. That one just deserved it. Maybe like a womp, womp and a laughter. I don't know. That'll work. Oh my gosh. All right. I just gave you 5 extra points from John today, just so you know, just by doing that.
Nice. Thank you.
There you go. How about this? Pete Buttigieg. Where has Mayor Pete been? Pete Buttigieg. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is out there defending the Biden administration's push to build 500,000 electric vehicle charging stations. Now, let me remind you guys. In woke world, they actually got some things done in terms of passing things through Pelosi and Schumer and Biden when they had the control of all of it. Remember the massive infrastructure package? $7.5 billion set aside to build EV charging stations. We're going to have 500,000 EV charging stations by the year 2030. 6 years from now, 500,000. How many have they built in the last 2 years? Think about it. Do the factoring. 500,000 divided by 10 years, they got to build 50,000 a year. Oh, wow. That's pretty big. How many have they built in the last 2 years then? 100,000? No. They built 8. I'm going to give you a chance to use your laughter again if you want to go and do that right now. That'd be a perfect segue for it right there. Awesome. Pete Buttigieg appeared Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation, where he tried to ease doubts about why Biden's 500,000 chargers by the end of the decade is moving very slowly. By the way, that means at the current pace, they're going to build 26 by the year 2030. But the goal is 500,000. Buttigieg says, now, in order to do a charger, it's more than just plugging a small device into the ground. There's utility work, and this is also a really new category of federal investment. We've been working with each of the 50 states. Because you didn't know that going in, right? You didn't know you had to work with the 50 states when you did this a couple years ago. You didn't know it involved, I don't know, plugging something into the ground. My gosh. But then the host on CBS's Face the Nation was having none of it. She goes, yeah, but 7 or 8? And she laughed at him. And he says, again, by 2030, there'll be 500,000 chargers. The first handful are being built right now. It ain't working. It ain't working, Petey. It ain't working at all. You're failing miserably. You're the Secretary of Transportation for the, by golly, United States of America. And you've got $7.5 billion in your checking account to build stuff with. And you've built 8. You know what's going to happen? What's going to happen, I hope, is we're going to see the House and the Senate taken back and Trump elected, and they're going to go in there and they're going to reassign some of these funds to things that actually matter. And they're going to let the private sector build charging stations if that's what the economy wants. Wow. I got a call real quick. I'll take that for the break. Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Doing well, sir. I hope y'all are.
We are indeed. What's on your mind?
Oh, that AMC and giving content warning over cultural stereotypes.
Yes.
Well, shouldn't we give warnings about AMC over the same thing? Because they are using culture appropriation for our from our snowflakes.
Oh, I like it. I like it lots. I feel good about that.
Give me Blazing Saddles any day. Y'all have a good one.
See, man. Oh my gosh! Have I got time? I'm going to do one more story. I'm going to take it to the nth degree here. So I'm in Adventures in Woke World. Let me just get this one more story in. Got to do it. This one is like too rich. So hotair.com has a piece that came out 2 days ago, 4 days ago. New Mexico Democrat Governor Michelle Grisham was recently excited to announce the state's environmental department was awarding a nearly $500,000 grant to Bernalillo County to partially finance the purchase of a new all-electric fire truck. Wow. Can I have some applause for the all-electric fire truck? The all-electric fire truck. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be in the area all day. Thank you. Except that that $500,000 only covers a portion of the $1.8 million cost. Whew. Wait a minute. $1.8 million. How much does a regular fire truck cost? Yeah, about $600,000 less than that. Wow. So we're spending $600,000, but we're getting an all-electric truck because, as the fire chief was so proud to announce, there's no cancer coming out of that tailpipe. Okay. Except you begin to read the fine print. And the all-electric fire truck, I mean, what could go wrong? Well, what happens if they have a power outage and they can't charge the all-electric fire truck? Do they just let things burn? Yeah, that would be a problem. We can't do that. But what happens if you're in a major storm event and you can't get to a charger and you burn up all the power you got? Do you just let the other stuff burn? That'd be bad. We can't do that. Well, how much battery power would it take to actually pump some of the water through those massive pumps that we have in our modern-day fire trucks? A lot more than we can do with batteries. So what do we do with this? Well, apparently the Pierce Volterra electric fire truck, which rolled out in Madison, Wisconsin, advertised as being zero emission, actually has a diesel generator to pump the water. And it also, by the way, runs off diesel when the battery goes out. So what you really have is a hybrid. You have the ability to actually drive somewhere, sometimes electric, but then you can just crank up that diesel and keep driving if you have to. And oh, by the way, to put the fires out, you may have to actually pump water through its pumps, which, by the way, runs off of a diesel sub-engine. Awesome! So we're going to spend $600,000 more to be able to run on a battery sometimes. They're going to brag about it because there ain't no cancer coming out of that tailpipe, they say. But oh, by the way, in woke world, they actually have to have two engines because they can't get it done. And Pete Buttigieg doesn't have enough of his chargers built for him. So there's that. Okay, I'm going to call that one. We got to run to a break. I'm running long right now. We'll come right back and I'll take some text messages. And then I'm assuming we'll get to Dipper number 3. We'll see how it goes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making it cool to be a conservative. All right, we're taking some text messages there. Let's see what we got. Yeah. Howard from Trustful says, well, now, the electric diesel fire engine. That's the biggest oxymoron I've ever heard of, or as Bugs Bunny would say, an oxymaroon. That brings back memories. Thank you, Howard. JT Lacey Springs says, electric fire truck. Shriners need a new vehicle for their clown parades. And then he says, J-Town, I recommend him for the Grand Council openings. You know what? If we have a Grand Council opening, J-Town, I have to keep that in mind. Thank you, JT. Kim from Danville, the hybrid fire truck ought to be classified as jackassery, a fool and the nation's money. You got some jackassery over there? That's a great point. Hit me some jackassery. Thank you very much, Kim. There's your jackassery. It was like a hybrid. We merged over from woke world into jackassery all at one time. So there's that. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, even the fire department needs Voltagra. He's determined to market that Voltagra. Get that thing, get that thing trademarked, man. That is yours. Put it on a bumper sticker and call it your own. Jay from Hartsell says, ladies, you've had the right to fight for the right to vote. You've had the fight for equal pay, and now y'all need to just fight again. It's sad to say, but true. Yeah, it is. It is. Women's sports is being completely overrun, and it needs to stop. Going back to the Trump trial, John from Lexington, South Carolina says, what are the chances that the judge is censored based on review? You know, it's going to be interesting to see whether or not we're going to see this thing through. I don't know how to answer your question right now, John. I think we're going to let it play out and see. But I do believe there's a strong chance that, this judge may wind up getting, if it goes up on appeal, by the way, if it goes up on appeal, it's because Trump lost, which is to me is the worst possible scenario because then he's convicted until appeal. If it had to go on appeal, I think this judge would get smacked around by the higher courts. John from Harvest says, from the early supply chain issues to the East Palestine toxic disaster to the current EV boondoggle, Pete Buttigieg is so incompetent that most people actually know who the transportation secretary is. That's true. Most of us in previous administrations try to name who the transportation secretary was. I can't. But I do know Pete Buttigieg because you're right. He's been out there in the forefront of all of the ridiculousness. Glenn from Bluntsville says, I know they drink the Kool-Aid, but is it laced with something? Sure seems like it. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's yes. Tracy from Athens says, Fox News showed this morning where Walmart will be selling gay-friendly products. Yeah, at least we're getting some of Target back. Bob from Athens says, everybody should check out the woke Jesus video on Babylon Bee. Yeah, that one kind of bothered me, I'll be honest with you. I don't like seeing Jesus used as the butt of a joke. I get what they were doing. I understand why they were doing it. It was very novel, but I just find it hard to see Jesus being used as the jokester. Mike from Harvest says, Phil, the jury has no choice but to convict in the Trump trial. If not, they'll be exposed, lose their job, and probably their lives from the mob. I don't think so, man. I think, I'll be honest with you, I think they'll be fine. And if they want to move, don't worry. They're going to have a major book deal that they can sell to afford to move to Florida where it's safe. Rap from Athens says, Phil, last time I watched Crocodile Dundee, they cut the scene at the bar with the trans guy. I'd forgotten about that. Says, remember, the purpose of government is to spend money. So how many chargers the government built don't matter to people like Mr. Buttigieg. But also, Trump had the House and the Senate for 2 years, and we got, what, a tax break? It was a good tax break, too, by the way, a tax break you wouldn't have gotten otherwise. It was actually a tax break that drove the economy and had a lot of trickle-down effects. So, oh, wait, did I say that? Trickle-down economics doesn't work, does it? Yes, it does. There, I said it, and I stand by it. All right, listen, we're going to come back next. I take you into the go-home half hour of the show. I've got a section here that I'm calling AI abuses. Listen, artificial intelligence is here. It's here, but it's getting a little creepy, or maybe I should say creepier. Like, to me, one of the scariest lines ever was, and then Skynet became self-aware. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm looking at stuff that's happening and the abuses and people who are misusing AI, and I'm thinking, we better get a handle on this before Skynet becomes self-aware. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.